Massachusetts is entering new territory with its decision to take over the troubled Lawrence public school system, as it's the first time the State Board of Education has taken total control of a school district. State Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester says within the next 2 weeks he'll appoint a receiver to run the schools. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov has reaction from one school in Lawrence.
The news of a takeover spread quickly among teachers and students at the Emily Weatherby K-8 school.
You can leave the chairs. Just leave the chairs. It's okay.
Even before she got the word, Lisa Stott had already assigned her 8th grade English class to write about it. I see on the board Ms. Stott has already written up there, should we be labeled a level 5 school district? What's your name and what's your answer to that question?
My name's Nancy, and I think we shouldn't, honestly. Cause
Nancy Salazar is 14.
We worked hard to be here right now. We worked our butt off through every single grade and everything that we have worked for down the toilet.
This is not one of the 5 level 4 schools in Lawrence. But with the state's move to take over the entire district, Weatherby, a level 2, will now come under the same receivership. The board decided to take over all of Lawrence schools because of a dysfunctional central administration and test scores in the bottom 1% of the state. But one thing the board didn't do was come to Lawrence for a public meeting. That upsets many parents, teachers, and students, including Sean Santos, who's 13 years old.
They didn't even come here and interview the students or anything to see how we learn. They just assumed, they don't know us.
Now the board says it will hold public meetings in Lawrence, as it needs the community's help to make the takeover work. The state did not put a time limit on receivership. Instead, Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester says the goal is improved achievement.
When we leave, we will leave behind a school district where students routinely not only graduate, but graduate with the kinds of skills, education, preparation, experiences that prepare them for opportunities.
Currently, fewer than half of Lawrence High School students graduate in 4 years. This is one of the reasons Lawrence's mayor, William Lantigua, asked for state help. He calls the state takeover a sign of hope. Governor Deval Patrick says receivership is the best path forward for the students. But Weatherby principal Colleen Lennon calls it a sad day for the city. While she understands some of the reasoning, she fears her school will be dragged down.
I think our students and staff are a little nervous about the unknown, that we've worked really hard to get to a level 2 status, and kind of a fear of who's going to come in, what's going to happen. Are they going to take teachers from this school and send them to another school? I've heard a lot of conversation about that.
It's unclear if that will be part of the intervention plan. But under receivership, the state has many tools it can use to bring up student achievement, including lengthening the school day and year. The receiver will take over Lawrence schools in the new year, and changes will start to happen in the fall. By then, Ian Booten will be out of the Weatherby school and in high school. Right now, though, he's hurt. His district is now labeled chronically underperforming.
I don't think it's right because when I go somewhere, people already judge me before they know me just because I'm from Lawrence, and that just makes it even worse. They think that I don't do anything and that I can't learn and that I'm stupid.
Booten's teacher, Lisa Stott, sits with tears in her eyes as her students speak.
They know that there is no other place in the world that I would rather be than right here in Lawrence with all of you.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.